Elizabeth Ann, when she was just 2 weeks old. Elizabeth Ann.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Ann.
Paul.
Ann Paul.
And your name is? What's your name now?
Andrew Paul.
Andrew what Paul?
David Andrew Paul.
Andrew David Paul.
Andrew David Paul.
That's right. Where do you live, Andrew?
Hardwick Close.
Maidenhead.
Maidenhead.
Good. His house, isn't he? Where does Susan live?
By Hardwick Close, Maidenhead, Berkshire.
And what's your telephone number, Michael?
6 6 8 6 6 7.
Maidenhead.
Maidenhead.
2 8 6 6 7. And what school do you go to, Christopher?
Alwyn.
And what will you be going to in September?
Courthouse.
Okay. Now, Andrew, would you like to say noisy boys?
Noisy bears.
That's right. And say horrible.
Horrible.
Noisy boys.
Horrible noisy bears.
Good boy. You said noisy, didn't you?
And you said horrible.
Now, Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me. This I know. Bible tells me so.
Good. It is now the 12th of May 1972. The builders are here doing our extension, and Elizabeth will be 3 in August. You come and sit on here and tell me what your name is. What's your name? Let's have a drink. What's your name?
Me.
Oh, come on. Aren't you going to talk to me? Say something. Who's that outside making that noise?
Dolly.
Oh dear, not Dolly. Hmm? You tongue-tied? She won't say a word.
Tell Daddy what's your name.
Who are your brothers and sisters? Tell me their names. Michael? Andrew?
Andrew.
Elizabeth? Susan?
Susan.
Who else? Christopher?
Christopher.
Michael?
Michael.
Or what do you call him? And Mummy? Yeah. Grandpa?
Grandpa.
You're not very talkative, aren't you? What's your dolly's name? Shall we say prayers, Andrew?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Andrew, hands
thank
together.
You, Jesus.
Andrew, say prayers for Daddy, please. Andrew.
Andrew.
You
should say.
No.
Yes,
say it
to Daddy.
Andrew, can we say
Andrew.
Prayers
thank
now?
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Say prayers. Say prayers. Thank
Daddy.
You.
Yes.
Mummy, always I would blow it one outing of the
well, be careful where you strike it, that it doesn't, that it lights catch the sugar.
Andrew, thank you, Jesus. Hands together.
I'm afraid it's...
I don't think you were in the car,
yeah.
No. Come and sit on my knee.
You could do it with it in the playroom. Plug it in the playroom.
Yeah, up we go then.
What, let's say prayers and then...
Bing bong! Bing bong!
Bing bong!
Bing bong!
Can you bring him a bean bowl, Mel? A book.
That's a bean bowl.
Andrew.
Bean
we'll get one in a minute if you stop crying.
Now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Andrew. Andrew. Hands together.
Andrew, say prayers.
Andrew.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Right, lovely.
Hey.
Lovely day.
Day.
Please bless.
Please bless.
Bless.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Mummy.
Mummy.
Susan.
Susan.
Christopher. Michael.
Michael.
Andrew. Grandpa.
Grandpa.
All my other friends. Please bless me.
Please.
And help me.
Help me.
Be a good boy.
Help me.
Be good. A good boy. May all the angels.
Angels.
Take care.
Take
care. Us.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Andrew, tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Gentle.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Meek.
Meek and mild.
Andrew.
Mama.
Look upon a little child. Pity my simplicity. Simplicity. Andrew, simplicity.
Mummy,
Simplicity.
Suffer me to come to thee. To come to thee.
Come to thee.
Suffer.
Amen. Do you mind it?
How many books have you read now? Five?
You had a gold star for reading, didn't you, Simon?
No, for this. And at Christmas, when I came back to school, I was in a new grade, and we started joined up writing.
You're doing it all right now?
Yes.
Do you do much reading, Oswald?
No.
How many books have you read?
Oh, only one.
Well, they don't do reading like Thunder. It must be part of it.
Yes.
They do things like religious instruction and...
reading my Bible.
Social studies.
What are you doing in social studies, Russ?
We listen to school broadcasts, interesting.
Yes, and we have one about Abos.
Abos?
Aborigines. And then we learn about them in our social studies. We have a social studies broadcast book, and then we're having one about Philippines, and we learnt how they grow their rice and all the fiestas and all that. And then I forgot. Where's the place where they make tea?
Ceylon.
Yes, we're learning about them now.
You've been to Ceylon?
That was Colombo, wasn't it?
What did you get in Colombo? Both of you.
What did you buy in Colombo?
We got anything.
You did?
We got a little elephant and to make the flats when you got here first. And both my horns would work off and my
tusks.
Tusks, not horns. But what was your elephant like, Russ?
Oh, it was one that, I dressed up in,
ceremonial. Trappings. It was beautiful, wasn't it?
That was fun in Ceylon, wasn't it? Did you know that Mamie and I and Graham and Denny had a rickshaw race?
What was that?
In Ceylon. When we went out one night, do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
And it was Mummy's birthday in Ceylon. And we went out and we went all around and went to the jewellers to see whether we could buy any stones. And we didn't. And we were coming back. And the man said, "You want a rickshaw, mister?" And we said, "No." And we said, "Yes, we would." And there was only one rickshaw. We said, "Well, we can't all get in one." And he said, "That's all right." And he just sort of gave a shout, and rickshaws appeared from everywhere. So we all had a rickshaw each, and we had a race back to the ship. And I don't know who won. Was it Denny who won, didn't you?
I don't know
what it was, but it was fun. Man pulling a big cart.
Just two wheels on.
Yes, Denny, and you said you thought you were going to be kidnapped or disappear from sight.
Well, there weren't any street lights, were All dark and cripples and maimed
people lying in doorways. That was lovely. That was good fun. And what did you do on the boat? Because Susan wanted in there, didn't she?
There are two swimming pools, not very deep.
Two swimming pools, are you?
And the first time I tried to get in, I couldn't. And Daddy came up to lift me. I had to practice.
Well, you've both grown a lot since then, haven't you? I think Russell must be at least 3 inches taller. Simon must be 2 inches taller,
do you think?
Oh,
I should think so.
And to grow enormously.
And Dad, I had to practice getting some houses and into the swimming pool.
Yeah. And what happened when you crossed the equator?
Up one of the grown-up swimming pools, the Neptune came and put paste all over him.
It was ice cream.
Was it?
The big paste brush.
And a bucket.
And then what did he do? He pretended to shave you, didn't he, with an enormous razor?
He didn't.
Yes, he did. Perhaps you didn't know it was meant to be a razor. Then what happened?
No, they put that ice cream all over me, and one got your legs, and one got your arms, and threw you into the swimming pool. I didn't have a big razor.
I did.
When?
After they covered you with ice cream.
See it on the colour side.
Mm. And what did you get for that?
Certificate.
Just to say you crossed the equator and been visited by King Neptune. It's a magnificent thing, isn't it?
Yes, it'd be a nice frame, wouldn't it?
Yes, like many other things.
Because I thought the equator was underwater.
Yeah. The equator is the...
Is it an invisible line that goes around the middle of the world? Which divides the north from the south. And when we were living in England, we were in the northern hemisphere, and now we're living in Australia, and we're in the southern hemisphere. When we're having an Australian winter, people in England are having a summer. Because everything's topsy-turvy.
And King Neptune bought...
56, I should say. Not more than 56.
And King Neptune bought two of his men.
Didn't he? Dirty Dick and somebody else. I can't think what they were called. What else did you do on the boat?
We went to...
had about four ice creams every day. Poor Russell, you didn't, darling.
Oh, we did. We had one ice cream every day, but also had two.
We pretended we only had three.
So you had one in the children's club, didn't you?
Junior club.
Probably had ice cream for lunch and ice cream for dinner.
Yes,
and then one with me every time we went to the swimming pool.
You were lucky, weren't you? My word. And you went to the cinema, didn't you? Had a very nice cinema on board.
Pictures and you saw the
cartoons and Yogi Bear.
And Elbow.
And we had a nice cabin, didn't we?
With a porthole. And you had the box.
You had to climb up a ladder to get to.
On some side there was a shower, really, wasn't it? If you took the bunks away.
Yes. You know, it could be converted to a different type of cabin, then there would have been a shower there, you know. Mm. If they could converted it to a first class cabin, which they did
if you took the wall
they became two berth first class cabins with a shower and toilet, or four berth tourist cabins.
Daddy, if you had them side and on the side, and there wasn't a wall on my side, there was a shed, and any time I wanted to, I could climb up the ladder and go and have a shower.
You could have slept there as well, there. And you had good fun on the boat, didn't you? Mm. It was jolly good fun.
Tell Susan about building camps on our land, Rusty.
Oh, once we went down to our land, and there was another boy there, and we were going to...
I think you told him.
Huh?
Yes, I think you've told them all about this. You told them where we went at Easter. We had a barbecue.
Mm.
Yes, you have. I'm sure she knows. Ask her what she did.
I
What do you think she does? Well, you must have some idea.
No, I don't know.
Well, how old is Susan?
Do you think Susan still goes to dancing lessons?
About what? Five. Oh, she's smarter than five.
She's older than Simon. Seven at Christmas.
What, Susan?
I think so. Then Christopher will be...
Four, won't he?
I should know. I can't remember. Christopher, how old are you? Oh, heavens, I can't remember.
She must be four. It must be four.
Susan and Michael were born in January, weren't they?
No, they weren't. They were all born in December, around about Alan's birthday.
Oh, he's four because...
I thought Christopher was born in
November.
November, that's right. And Christopher... He's a sensible one.
Christopher is four because I heard it on the tape recorder.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, oh, are you four, Christopher?
Do you think he is?
Do you think he goes to school, yeah?
No.
I don't know when I hit the top.
It goes to the nursery school.
Does he? That's nice.
What do they call a nursery school in Australia?
Kindergarten.
Call it kindy for short, don't they?
Kinder. She's very nice.
And do you know, a family called the Browns, and they've got three children, and they've got two boys and one girl. And the girl is big, he's
eight.
Nine.
Oh yes, she's oldest.
Stephen Brown is about
six. He's six.
And Philip is four.
Oh, well, that's nice, isn't it? Well, I wonder what they're going to do for their summer holidays this year.
Who?
Is it you? Do you think they'll be going away, or do you think they'll be going to Bournemouth?
I think we're going to be born first.
I think going to Bournemouth, not be born, you twit. I wonder what the weather's like, because it's not very nice at the moment here, although it's dry.
Well, it's autumn.
Yes, it's autumn now, I suppose, isn't it? We've had, what is it, you said 8 months of beautiful weather?
It's almost consistently good for 8 months.
Yes, we don't have these...
Sam had his birthday at the beach.
Yes, he did, didn't he? Well, we told them about that, didn't we? Mm. And Simon has his birthday in the summer, and Rusty has his birthday in the winter. And when we were in England, it used to be exactly the opposite.
There's a kookaburra next door in the trees.
Big kookaburra? Mm. A lovely birthday.
Kookaburras are tiny, aren't they? You can go about 3 feet away from them.
Can you?
Well, that's because Judy Smith feeds those, so I don't think all of them are.
They're like a very big kingfisher, and we're nearly to the end of the tape, so I think you'd better say
goodbye.
Now that, and what about Russell?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hear from you sometime.